Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. The International Criminal Court has overturned the war crimes conviction of the former Congolese vice president, Jean-Pierre Bemba. He was also acquitted of crimes against humanity. In 2016, Mr. Bemba was given an 18-year sentence for atrocities committed by his forces in the Central African Republic. Anna Holligan was in court.
Such were the cheers from Jean-Pierre Bemba's friends and family in the public gallery. The judge had to ask staff to restore order. The acquittal was based on two grounds of appeal. The judges agreed that the conviction exceeded the crimes and that Mr. Bemba should not have been held liable as a remote commander for the crimes committed by his troops deployed to a foreign country. The judgment could have a considerable impact in other cases when a leader argues they can't be blamed for atrocities committed by their forces.
Tensions over international trade and the US decision to impose new tariffs on steel and aluminium have dominated the opening exchanges of the G7 summit. President Trump said these could be resolved once the US was offered a fair deal. But the president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, said the disagreements between Mr. Trump and the other six leaders also included climate change and the Iran nuclear deal. Mr. Tusk expressed concern over the US president's latest remarks.
What worries me most, however, is the fact that the rules-based international order is being challenged. Quite surprisingly, not by the usual suspects, but by its main architect and guarantor, the US.
Health officials in Gaza say three Palestinians have died after being shot by Israeli soldiers during the latest mass protest on the border. A 15-year-old boy is among the victims. The officials say about 100 people have been injured, with some in a critical condition. Yolan Nell has more details.
Large crowds began to assemble here after midday prayers for the last Friday of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. Loudspeakers have been blasting out messages about Palestinian claims to Jerusalem. We've seen protesters burning tyres and launching kites with petrol bombs attached. Israeli soldiers are using tear gas and have been shooting to drive people back from the border area. Israel's military says they open fire in self-defence and to stop people infiltrating Israeli territory.
BBC News.